קטע מספר 8.
Okay, it looks like we're done with technical glitches. The first assistance one receives is the disclosure of the evil within him, which is called the hardening of the heart, as it is written, "For I have hardened his heart." Rav, great, again. The first assistance one receives is the disclosure of the evil within him, which is called the hardening of the heart, as it is written, "For I have hardened his heart." When a person comes to us and begins to include himself in the learning, campus 2, 3, you name it, he comes to us, and then he begins to discover rejection in all kinds of ways. It's called the hardening of the heart. It's from the study, well, perhaps not so much from the study, but from the friends for sure, from the order we have here for sure, etc., etc., etc. It just happens. He doesn't know how we're from, but it's rejection. It's not very pleasant, not really, it's not really interesting. There are other things that he can enjoy on the outside instead of sitting here and working his whole life here. He hears it takes a long time. There are many people who've been here for 20 years. What do they have compared to what I, compared to me who've been here for 2 months? So what's going to happen? If he's clever and demands, he sees it. There are better things than this. So why stay, etc.? This is called the hardening of the heart. When he gets smart and starts asking, it wasn't given to him in order to be stupid, but in order to scrutinize, because our whole way is scrutiny. And then what? Sorry for a minute, another problem.
כמו שאומר בהקדמה לתלמוד 10 ספירות אות ממזיין וזה לשונו ומתחילה נבין מה הפירוש של הפנים של השם יתברך שהכתוב אומר עליו והסתרתי פניי ותבין זה בדומה לאדם שרואה הפנים של
But when he sees him through the back כי אז Because then he is not certain of what he sees, and might doubt, perhaps it is another, not his friend. So is the matter before us. Everyone knows and feels that the Creator is good, and that it is the conduct of the good to do good. Hence, when the Creator generously bestows upon his creations, it is considered that his face is revealed to his creations. This is because then everyone knows and senses him. But when he behaves with his creations opposite from the above, when they get affliction and torment in his world, it is considered the posterior of the Creator, since his face, meaning his complete benevolence, is entirely concealed from them. Thus, in this state, if one can accept the posterior, which is called
נמצא שהוא מקבל את האחוריים ואומר שזה בא מן השם לכן כן ניתן לו העזרה ושיוציאו אותו מן הגלות
and he'll be delivered from exile So we're going to read excerpt number 10 from Rabash, volume 1, the difference between charity, almsgiving, and a present, from number 10. In the work of the Creator, although in the beginning of the work he had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness, and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was still not considered a deficiency that the Creator will satisfy. A deficiency is called the Vikut with the Creator, since the lack and pain of not having Likud with the Creator was still not felt in him, as he is not exerted for it, because he's just begun the work. But when he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli. It follows that he's seeing that now, after several years of work, he has retreated. This happens deliberately, so he will ache at not having dvikut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, called real deficiency. That is, the gauge of katnut and gadlut of the deficiency is to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the filling, which is called here dvikut with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator. Number 11. Exit number 11 from Shamati, article number 219, Devotion. The servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since it does not feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that the body does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in wholeness. Thus, what will you get out of working? Then, because there is no validity and taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels bitter, and each act causes him horrendous suffering, since the body is not accustomed to work in vain. Either the work should benefit oneself or others. But during the katnut, smallness or infancy, one does not feel any benefit for oneself, since one does not presently feel any pleasure in the servitude. And also, one does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to himself, so what pleasure would others have of it? Then the suffering is harsh, and the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain amount until the Creator has mercy on him and gives him the taste in the servitude of the Creator, as it is written, until the Spirit be paid to. Excerpt 22.
Excerpt number 22.
Excerpt
number 22. Rabash, what is the shepherd of the herds of Abraham and the shepherd of the herds of Lot in the work? As long as one does not have the will to bestow, one is not fit to receive the good and the pleasure. Therefore, when one receives the bad and loses the faith, But after one is rewarded with the will to bestow and receives good and pleasure from the Creator, and then he is rewarded with constant faith, it follows that all these ups and downs cause one to reach the Creator's help to attain the will to bestow, so that all his actions will be for the sake of heaven. However, one must know that when he reaches a state where he does not see the reality that he could ever come out of self-love and he wants to escape the campaign, one must know that there are two opposite matters here that are opposite one another. As the sages said, it is not in your power to complete the work and you are not free to halt it. It follows that, on the one hand, one must work and never stop, which means that it is within one's reach to attain it, since it says, you're not free to stop. Hence, one must work because he will surely reach his desired goal, meaning that one will be able to do things in order to bring contentment to his maker. And on the other hand, it says, it's not your power to complete the work, meaning that it is not in one's hand. Rather, as it is written, the Creator will complete it for me. Namely, that it is not in one's ability to attain the will to bestow. But there are two matters here. One has to say, if not I for me, then who? Therefore, one must not be impressed that he has not yet merited to attain the will to bestow, even though, in his opinion, he has already invested much work. In any case, one should believe that the Creator is waiting for him until he discovers what he has to. Two, afterwards, the Creator will complete it for him, will complete the work, meaning that then one will receive what he desires all at once. As it is written, the salvation of the Creator is as the blink of an eye.